Well, there are also major questions today about the safety of the American power grid. The Trump administration yesterday accused Russia of hacking the networks of key infrastructure like power plants and water systems. The news came as the White House announced sanctions on Russia in retaliation for interference in the 2016 election. For more, we're joined by Robert Lee. He's CEO of the cybersecurity company Dragos. He's a former intelligence officer for the NSA and for the Air Force. Rob, welcome. And how concerned should the American public be that Russian hackers have essentially just walked through the door of U.S. power plants?
Yeah, this is where we need to have a little bit of nuance to the discussion. And note, on one hand, it's extremely concerning, and we are consistently seeing more aggressive behavior from states, including Russia, targeting our infrastructure. And on the other hand, I don't want the American public to be fearing, because our infrastructure is actually extremely resilient and robust. We've got to do more in the area of security, but we shouldn't be expecting the lights to go out randomly.
Really? Okay, so one of the groups that security firms like yours are pointing to for this is called Dragonfly. What do we know about who they are, who's behind them, and what their tactics are?
Yeah, absolutely. So Dragonfly is a group, so we've always come up with these sort of made-up names, right? Before we get to attribution to say, oh, it is the Russian state, you sort of come up with a name. Dragonfly was that name. And, you know, this isn't new information, but it comes at an interesting time that the DHS is amplifying it out, and I think appropriately so. You know, we even reported on this to our folks back in early last year. So the American power grid and the infrastructure owners and operators have been aware of it and addressing it for the last year or so. But it's obviously increasing in frequency and in aggressive behavior to the point that the government has decided to come out and say something publicly about it.
Well, you say that the American public should not be worried. The lights are not about to go out. But we do know that the Russians were behind a series of cyber attacks on the Ukrainian power grid in 2015 and 2016. That did leave about 200,000 people without power. I mean, do you have any idea what the motivation of this group would be? Are they just trying to get information? Are they spying on us? Are they trying to tell Americans that, hey, we could do this. We could shut off the power if we wanted to.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that these type of intrusions can take place. And sometimes we look at them and we say, look, it's only espionage. It's bad, but it's not loss of life or loss of power. But even though I want to be, again, nuanced and say that we shouldn't be freaking out, I will say that this team is stealing the type of information that would be required to go down that path of doing disruption. And I think we must take it extremely seriously because of the attacks in Ukraine. It's just that delicate balance to also say that our infrastructure is more resilient. We've done more in it. We've invested more in it probably than any other nation. But that doesn't mean that we can just wait and stop, because as the threats become much more aggressive, there's going to be a time when that's not true. And we need to sort of make sure that our defenders are staying ahead of the adversaries.
Okay, so as you mentioned, we knew this was a possibility. The industries were warned back in June that the breach had happened. What are these companies doing? What is the government doing in order to kick the hackers out and to gird up this infrastructure, as you say, we have done?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are in an interesting point in time, where for the electric power grid specifically, where the grid itself is shifting, and there's not really one grid, but the grids that make up the electric power grid are shifting in terms of where they're drawing energy from. You know, more gas, natural gas is coming in as an example, and less coal and other resources. And at the same time that this is shifting, we're also seeing a shift in some of the culture from the regulation-like mindset to understanding that they are going to have to put human defenders with the right technology and the right culture in their own organizations against these human adversaries and defend their infrastructure actively. Not only are we seeing that shift, but I also want to add an additional sort of caution there. We are primarily seeing it in electric power. There are many other infrastructures in the United States that are not as well sort of protected and resilient.
Like where are you talking about? What parts?
So I think when we look at our manufacturing, the industrial networks, the more rugged networks where we're actually manufacturing equipment, we're actually doing, you know, power production, those networks are the ones that have historically not done a lot in security. We do need to see more.
This is very interesting. The United States has done the exact same thing as what they're accusing the Russians of now. Our own government infiltrated the Iranian power grid before the nuclear deal was signed with the Obama administration. Are we ahead of this game, or are we falling behind the technology of foreign governments?
I'll say that the U.S. government has done well in prioritizing offensive capabilities. What the government's not good at is the defensive piece of U.S. infrastructure, because they don't own the infrastructure. And we don't want the government in private sector networks. That's not a panacea to fix this, because honestly, I don't think they're well-equipped, trained, or understanding, and don't have the right authorities regardless to make an impact on the defensive side. So the government right now is struggling with, how do we make sure that we maintain national security of, you know, our critical infrastructures, but at the same time, stay out of the way of private sector, who's actually responsible for most of the innovation. I mean, I would say my position on it is the government needs to do more to amplify out the message and incentivize the private sector. As companies invest more in their own culture, as they open up the budgets to train their own people, build that internal capability, we will see a massive shift in a positive way. And the government does have an ability to sort of encourage that.
That's Robert Lee. He's CEO of the cybersecurity company Dragos, Inc. Robert, thank you for your time.
And thank you.